What's going on, everyone? It's Jake Ayton here. Welcome to the Jake Ayton Show. And before we get started, make sure to hit that subscribe button. If you're an audio listener, make sure to rate this 5 stars. And also shoot me a text at 207-222-7589 to join my community. If you have any real estate questions, please ask them there or just comment below. Also, please follow me on Instagram. That would be great too. My name is Jake Ayton on there. You can easily find me. And if you don't already know, I'm a real estate agent at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, and I'm a damn good one. If you're in the Bangor, Maine area, please shoot me an email at hello@jakeayton.com. Or if you're looking to move out of, for example, New York City to a very quiet New England area, shoot me an email at hello@jakeayton.com. If you're getting ready to list your home, or you're in the market to purchase a new home, go to agentsjaketrusts.com and fill out that short form. I will help you find a top agent in your area at no cost to you. That's agentsjaketrusts.com, and I will help find you a top agent at no cost to you. Again, that's agentsjaketrusts.com. So now let's get into the real estate news for January 18th, 2021. First thing, oops, I just deleted it. I have all the stories here and I deleted it on accident, and I'm not going to edit this video much. So first things first, this is a little bit old, but Compass, the real estate brokerage that is, their branding is like black and white, and they usually sell luxury real estate. If you're in the San Francisco, LA, Seattle, Boston, New York, Miami area, you've definitely seen Compass. Compass announced its long-awaited IPO. Oh, excuse me. This is from Mike Delpriti, I believe that's how you pronounce his last name. You can find awesome content at his website. This is not sponsored. It's this is the URL, mailchi.mp/MIKEDP. So anyway, and that will be in the description below. So this self-styled tech-enabled brokerage has raised over $1.5 billion in venture capital and was last valued at $6.4 billion. So if you're in real estate, it's a business worth paying attention to, which is why we're paying attention to it. If you're new to the space or you want to catch up on your research, I published a blah, 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 previous piece, Compass, blah, blah. So basically what is Compass? In my opinion, they are an overly hyped real estate brokerage that says that they're a tech agency that hasn't did anything that is different. I'm not speculating fraud or any of that, but they did what WeWork did very well, which they put a nice bow tie on leasing office space. So that's all Compass is, from what I can see, is that they are a company that has they're a real estate brokerage that raised a bunch of venture capital money and is now trying to raise money from the public, who their business model is, let's just take over market share, and then when we get there, we'll figure out a way to make profit, right? So it's not a big deal. Next up is, this is from the Realtor magazine. Mortgage rates rise after record all-time lows last week. So the fixed 30-year rate mortgage jumped to an average of 2.97 this week, increasing after last week's record of 2.65%. Freddie Mac reports in its weekly mortgage survey, upticks over the last couple of weeks in 10-year treasury notes, a key benchmark for mortgage rates, will prompt mortgage rates to rise, economists note. Let's see here. As treasury yields have risen, it is putting pressure on mortgage rates to move up, says Sam Kadta, Freddie Mac's chief economist. While mortgage rates are expected to increase modestly in 2021, they will remain arguably low, supporting home buyer demand and leading to continued refinance activity. Borrowers are smart to take advantage of these low rates now and will certainly benefit as a result. It goes on to say Freddie Mac reports the following national averages with mortgage rates for the week ending January 14th. 30-year fixed rate mortgages averaged 2.79% with an average of 0.7 point, rising from last week's all-time low of 2.65%, a year ago, 30-year rates averaged 3.65%. So almost an entire percent they've gone down from this year. 15-year rate mortgages averaged 2.23% with an average 0.7 point increasing from last week's 2.6% average. Again, 1 year ago, 15-year rates averaged 3.09%. Lastly, 5-year hybrid adjustable rate mortgages averaged 3.12% with an average of 0.4 point, increasing from last week's 2.75% average. Last year at this time of 15-year rates averaged 3.39%. Freddie Mac reports average commitment rates with average points to better reflect the total upfront cost of obtaining the mortgage. The National Association of Realtors forecasts that the 30-year fixed rate mortgage will average 2.9 to 3% in the first and second quarter of 2021, respectively. So, what does this mean? Low mortgages. Again, they're already said it, but home buying is going to continue and sellers can ask a hell of a lot more depending on your area because it seems like there's lower than average supply. There's less supply than there is demand. So it's good for you realtors out there that are out there hustling on Carrot. Oh, by the way, if you want an awesome website, go to jaketrustscarrot.com. Anyway, Biden plans for 25, this is from Realtor Magazine also, published January 15th, 2021. Doesn't have an author. Biden plans for a 25, Joe Biden, new president in 2 days, calls for $25 billion in rental assistance, extending eviction ban. So, let's get on to the news. President-elect Joe Biden announced a $1.9 trillion stimulus plan on Thursday night that called for a range of aid, including several housing-related proposals to help households further fend off economic impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. Biden's plan calls for extending the national eviction and foreclosure moratorium until September 30th. It also includes $25 billion more in rental assistance to help the nation's landlords and $5 billion in homelessness protection. That is on top of the $25 billion in aid that was approved in last month's $900 billion stimulus package. Sorry, my mind kept saying $90 billion because $900 billion is not something you read often, at least in dollars. While the $25 billion allocated by Congress was an important down payment on the back rent accrued during the crisis, it is insufficient to meet the scale of the need, Biden's team noted in a statement of the stimulus package. The National Association of Realtors has been advocating for rental assistance since Congress passed the first round of pandemic relief, the CARES Act, in late March 2020. National Association of Realtors, or NAR, as they will be referred to from now on, and other industry groups argued that a federal eviction moratorium without rental assistance would lead to a crisis in which housing providers wouldn't cover their costs and tenants would fall further and further behind in payments. NAR looks forward to reviewing this proposal in more depth, but we are pleased to initially note President-elect Biden's intentions to expand unemployment assistance, provide hundreds of billions in funding for state and local governments, and authorize significant resources for homelessness assistance. National Association of Realtors President Charlie Opler said in a statement on Friday, "Perhaps most notably for our members and for America's real estate industry, we applaud the inclusion of an additional $25 billion in rental assistance for housing providers and rental families." In a press conference Thursday night, Biden said the extra stimulus geared to homeowners and renters is needed to help stop a wave of evictions and foreclosures. The stimulus package passed on Congress last month extended the eviction moratorium until January 31st, but about 19% of renters were still behind on their payments in December of 2020, according to the Center on Budget Policies and Priorities, as reported by CNBC. Biden's plan also calls for a range of other housing-related proposals, such as setting aside funds to provide legal assistance to households who may face foreclosure or eviction, as well as $5 billion in emergency assistance to those who are homeless or at risk of becoming homeless. Biden also called on housing agencies to allow applications for forbearance on federally backed mortgages until September 30th to give struggling homeowners more time to request a delay in mortgage payments and from their lenders. Among other provisions, Biden's $1.9 trillion plan also called for additional individual stimulus checks of $1,400 per person. So there is that. Take that as you will. But a quick word from our sponsors. So get your copy written faster and cheaper. Look, we will talk about Carrot in a little bit. If you've watched my other videos or listened to my podcast, you know all about Carrot and why SEO is so important in order to drive free leads, essentially, to your business. And they're usually hot leads, too. Anyway, I started Bubbles to help small businesses improve their online status. It's amazing to me to see how many small businesses have just downright just horrible websites. Their copy is terrible. They have no blog posts. They have no content for you to enter in an email address or whatever. And they just essentially use it as like a business card and just like as like a stake of like, oh, look at us, we're in business. So don't let that happen. Get started for as low as $48. And it's really all you need to go ahead and do. So go to bubbles.link and don't get left behind. Again, go to bubbles.link, that's bubbles.link, to get your copy written for you for as low as $48. Don't get left behind online, get ahead. All right, next up, also shoot me a text of all of your real estate questions at 207-222-7589. Also follow me on Twitter or on Instagram at Jake. All right, next up, let's see. Oh shoot, is there a paywall behind this? No, there is not. Awesome. Okay, next up is, sorry about that. So next up is a little story. It's about multifamily real estate now. So international investors have sights set on US multifamily deals. This is from the National Real Estate Investor. You can find them at nreionline.com. Anyway, let's get into the news. The money from overseas spent on U.S. apartment buildings is likely to increase in 2021. Once several working vaccines against the coronavirus are widely distributed and is easier to travel. New foreign investors are investing in apartment properties in the United States, even if they can't easily get on a plane to visit buildings they're interested in. What does this mean, really quick? Basically, it's like from countries like China or from Europe. Places where the currency just doesn't, when you think 10 or 20 years in the future, you're not that pumped about the currency or about what's going to happen in the country. There's a lot of uncertainty. The United States still has the strongest currency, the US dollar, still the strongest, as much of a turmoil that's going on in the United States and all this stuff, is still the strongest. and all of that. I know that I'll probably get some comments from some crypto nerds, but it happens, right? Crypto bros. But yeah, that's why they're just pumping their money into here. You can see Vancouver. There's Vancouver, BC. There's a lot of like unused, beautiful luxury apartments that Asian investors just pump their money into because it was better being used in Canada than it was in China or in other parts of Asia. Let's continue with the article. We can expect to see allocations from overseas increase, says Alex Fascia. Anyway, I hope I pronounced that right. Vice Chairman and Head of Newmark Capital Markets International Capital Markets Division. That's a mouthful. Based in New York. Really? Wouldn't have had to guess that. There are new investors focusing on single asset acquisitions. Investors like Korean institutions and Middle Eastern signatures. These new investors are beginning to bid for properties, joining the large foreign pension funds and sovereign wealth funds that have already been buying for years and who have been extremely active as the year ends. The money from overseas spent on U.S. apartment buildings is likely to increase in 2021 once several working vaccines against the coronavirus are widely distributed and it is easier to travel. Despite the pandemic, international investors spent billions. The chaos caused by the spread of the coronavirus did not stop foreign investors from buying apartment properties in 2020, although it did slow them down. International investors spent $5.3 billion to directly purchase apartment properties in the U.S. between the beginning of the year and early December, according to JLL Capital Markets. That's a lot less than the $11.1 billion spent over the same period in 2019. But it's not such a sharp decline compared to other types of real estate investments. Given the current market dynamics, multifamily has held steady and is doing relatively well when compared to other asset classes, says Roberto Casas, Senior Managing Director at the Dallas office of the JLL Capital Markets. Of the money foreign buyers spent to buy commercial real estate properties in the first 11 months of 2020, in more than a quarter, or 28%, went to buy apartment properties. That's similar to the share of 25% that apartment properties received over the same period in 2019, according to Newmark. In comparison, international investors have sharply reduced their attention to office properties. Really quick, why office properties? It's clear. You can get office property for dirt cheap now, basically. Some companies don't know what they're gonna do. Major companies, they don't know how much remote working is going to impact them, how much people really wanna stay at home to work. And there's been an excess of a lot of the city. New York, LA, stuff like that. So anyway, new foreign buyers bid for apartments. That level of investment in apartments is likely to grow in 2021, and we are expecting to see another active year, says Cassis. We continue to see many new entrants into the multifamily space, according to new sovereign wealth funds and foreign family offices. These buyers are looking for a relatively high yield from their investments in apartments, often buying slightly older properties at slightly higher cap rates, and they often seek a 7% leveraged cash-on-cash return, says Fauché. To get those yields, these new investors often seek to put their equity into somewhat older, stabilized properties. That's a big contrast to the buying habits of the large institutional investors that have been the largest international investors in U.S. apartments in the past, such as Canada's Brookfield properties. These traditional top buyers also include sovereign wealth funds and Canadian pension funds. Oh, really? Interesting. They continue to bid for luxury apartment towers in gateway markets with cap rates as low as 4% or 4.25%, according to Newmark Fauché. I see them continuing to seek high-rise, best-in-class apartment properties, he says, that won't work for the new breed of investors, says Fauché. International investors seek safety in yields. These international investors, new and old, are drawn to apartment buildings in the US and as a safe place to put their money in a very uncertain global market. Heading into 2021, multifamily assets in the United States are a much safer investment than virtually any other investments. Adam Levin, executive managing director for Levin Johnson and Marcus, and of Marcus and Millchap, working in the firm's offices in Palo Alto, California. That was a mouthful, by the way. Apartments performed well in the last recession, and these stabilized properties continue to do relatively well so far in the pandemic. This, coupled with a global yields being at record lows, continue to motivate international groups to explore real estate in the United States in a, I don't know why I just did this, in a desperate search for yields, says JLL Casas. International investors are also drawn to U.S. apartment buildings because the dollar has been relatively weak compared to other currencies. The dollar has attracted investors from Asia and Middle East, including high net worth investors, says Brain McLeod, president of capital markets for CBRE, working in the firm's Chicago office. These investors don't have to worry that the value of the dollar may suddenly after they bid for a property, but before they close the deal. That didn't make sense. The cost to hedge against currency risk is now 200 to 300 basis points less than a year ago, according to McLeod. I just lost my place. Hedging costs continue to drop, says JLL Casas. That is even bringing some international investors who had strayed back to invest in real estate here. It is mentioning European Union investors to once again look at the US market, especially German investors who have historically been active, but were deterred by high hedging costs in 2018. International investors can also use apartment properties as a good hedge against the risk of inflation worldwide and recovery from the pandemic. That's because apartment leases are renewed every year and the rents typically rise along with prices in the broader economy. We could, in the midterm, enter an inflammatory period, warns Newmark Crochet. Having properties that could act as a hedge against inflation is very attractive. Well, that was a lot. Let's take a quick break. Let's take a quick break and then I will get into what I think about that. So look, I'm all for the hustle. Later this afternoon, I'm going to be making cold calls and I'm going to get out there and earn new business, right? That's what we should all be doing. But I don't just like to rely on prospecting and like prospecting lists and my scripts that I have. Because if those calls don't go well, or if a life event happens where I just can't make calls that day, I'm out of luck. Like that day's worth of leads are just kind of wasted. And that's why I love Carrot. What Carrot offers all of you real estate agents and investors out there is it streams all of your organic leads every morning, and it streamlines being able to generate those leads organically, potentially without spending ad money. Your website then becomes your most valuable asset other than yourself, of course. What Carrot offers is they have their endless content library of SEO and web design tips for real estate investors and agents. And they will create content for you for free so your blog is on autopilot. So if you cannot get to making a video or a podcast or a blog post for the day, Carrot has you covered. That was weird. Anyway, so get off the cold calling hamster wheel and start following up with motivated buyers. Go to JakeTrustsCarrot.com and start building a lead generating machine of a website. Again, go to JakeTrustsCarrot.com to get off that cold calling hamster wheel. That's JakeTrustsCarrot.com. The link's in the description also. Okay, on top of that, shoot me a text also at 207-222-7589 to join my community. hit that subscribe button, follow me, rate and review this podcast, and follow me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, or LinkedIn. Okay, last story is a little bit better. It's from the Realtor magazine as well. This was written on January 12th. So kitchen storage is a top priority among, anyway, let's just restart that. Greater kitchen storage is in demand. So kitchen storage is a top priority among, homeowners who are, renovating their homes. Renovators are paying closer attention to their cabinet and pantry storage. Many of the surveyed homeowners turn their attention to upgrade their kitchen cabinets, either by replacing them or refacing them, or refacing the ones they already have. Also, the percentage of homeowners adding or upgrading a pantry space is on the rise. Nearly half of homeowners upgraded their pantry cabinets, and 1 in 8 added a walk-in pantry, both up compared to last year. The survey was done in this year, 2021, by the U.S. HOUSE, H-O-U-Z-Z, Kitchen Trends Study, based on a survey of more than 2,000 homeowners planning or in the midst of a kitchen remodel. I'll just repeat the last sentence. Nearly half of the homeowners upgraded their pantry cabinets, and 1 in 8 added a walk-in pantry, both up compared to last year, the survey finds. Storage has really come into focus as people have spent more time at home during the pandemic, says Lisa Huseman, HOUSE, Vice President of Industry Marketing. We're seeing an increase in the amount of cabinetry added in renovations, and more homeowners are reaching out to professionals in HOUSE for help making their kitchens work better, most often within the same layout and square footage. The focus remained heavily on adding storage in the kitchen, while other upgrades like kitchen light fixtures and appliances have decreased over the last year, the study has found. Here are additional highlights from the HOUSE kitchen study. 1, bolder island colors. 41% of renovators differentiated their island cabinet color from the colors of the rest of their kitchen. Blue and gray are the top choices for nearly half of home owners with concentrating island cabinets. However, only 13% chose those colors for their main walk cabinetry. Trending cabinetry. That's the next one. Shaker style and white cabinet doors continue to be the top choice among renovators, despite decreasing in favor by 5% points compared to last year. Added built-ins. Renovators for cabinetry also tend to include built-in specialized organizers, drawers, or trays. The most popular organizers in the kitchen installed are for cookie sheets and spices, the study finds. The most common specialty drawers included are pull-out waste or recycling drawers. More than a third of kitchen renovations also included specialty trays, such as revolving trays, like the Lazy Susans, or pull-out or swing trays. Next up, not so open. The number of homeowners renovating their kitchen spaces that created an open floor concept by opening up their kitchen to other spaces in the home has dropped significantly over the past year, 53% in 2019 to 43% in 2021, but 1 in 5 homeowners is opening up their kitchen to outdoor space at 22%. So that's interesting. Personally, I really don't like the open kitchen, open house concept. I like each room having its own individual reason. Next, appliances added to the island. Nearly two-thirds of homeowners renovating their kitchens add in an island, and more than half added an appliance to the island. The most popular appliances to include with the island are a dishwasher and a microwave. Hardwood appeal wanes. Hardwood flooring dropped from the top choice for flooring to number 2 behind ceramic or porcelain tile this year. Vinyl continues to grow more popular as 19% of renovators choose vinyl or resilient flooring last year. up 5 percentage points compared to 2019. Naturals dominate. Okay, so neutral tones like gray, white, and beige on wall surfaces continue to dominate. Owners are adding in some color, but reserving those color punches for multicolored backsplashes or blue walls. Really quick note, I love this because as trying to sell a home, it's easier if everything's just white and you can kind of figure out what the home buyer would like to eventually do. Like, would they like the cabinets blue or the walls, I don't know, some weird green, or just keep it white or whatever. I like that. High-tech faucets and appliances. So more than half of homeowners who upgraded their faucets and appliances sought more high-end models, and wireless controls for appliances are gaining popularity. Very last one is median expenditures. The median expenditure on a major kitchen remodel in which all the cabinets and appliances are replaced was $35,000 last year. The median spend for a minor remodel is about $8,000. So, do with what you want with that information. But yeah, I hope that was really helpful. I just want to thank you guys again for hanging out with me, listening to the real estate news for the day, the Jake Eaton Show. If you can shoot me a text at 207-222-7589, you will join my community that way. But ask me any real estate or economic related questions, and I'll try to answer them on the next show, which is going to be tomorrow. For those audio listeners out there, rate and review this podcast 5 stars. The Jake Eaton Show is produced Monday through Saturday. I want to try to get it live at a certain time, but I have to figure all that out. But it will be dropping every single day. For those YouTubers out there, hit that subscribe button. If you're listening to this on, for example, YeatonPost.com, which you can find all the real estate news that I read, and others, really a news aggregator for real estate. If you're on there, sign up for the newsletter. You won't get a bunch of spam. It will just be basically notifications for whenever things drop. And follow me on social media. Just search Jake Eaton. I'm on there on Twitter at Jake Eaton. I'm there on Instagram at Jake Eaton or Facebook. And until tomorrow, bye-bye.